handling. And because this is so powerful, we want to make sure that you get multiple copies of this to get it out very quickly because time is so short. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls here. We'd like to know what you're thinking about. We'll talk whatever you'd like to, but I think the biggest thing is the fact that the day after the election, that was just a week ago today, Ben Bernanke, Helicopter Ben, as he's known affectionately, announced that he was going to start producing more money. He wasn't going to throw it out of helicopters necessarily, but he was going to start buying up some $75 billion worth of Treasury bills every month for the next 6 months, come to about something like $600 billion. But basically, of course, I believe it's going to be a great deal more than that. Certainly the initial stimulus, you know, the stimulus bill that was passed by Congress, there was $787 billion. And before that, there was the Bush stimulus. It was about $600 billion. And none of these really produced a problem. The last quantitative easing one, QE1, was really about $2.5 billion. That was, of course, in addition to the stimulus, then, of course, we had the Fed going out and buying up about $1.5 trillion worth of collateralized debt obligations. And how much money they gave to banks throughout the world, we don't really know because there's no transparency. And the people who control the central bank are not about to tell us. But all of the central banks work together towards this one globalist goal, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the new world leader. And of course, if you doubt that, you really need to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and although it was written in 1966, on page 324, it tells about how the central banks of the world actually meet together in secret and plan how they're going to bring about a world feudalistic system. Well, a feudalistic system is, you know, the feudal rulers and the feudal slaves, and ladies and gentlemen, that's you and me, but that's what this is really all about. Under any circumstances, we're going to have quantitative easing too, probably be several trillion dollars, and that'll be followed by quantitative easing 3 and 4, and none of these are going to work. Now, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal. It was actually written by a gentleman named Kevin Warsh, W-A-R-S-H, and that was on Monday, on the 8th of November, 2 days ago. And supposedly he is the loyal opposition on the Federal Reserve Board who's critical of this new program. And he talks he says a great deal that's true in his article about, you know, we've tried all these things to stimulate the economy. We had the housing bonus if you bought a new home or a used home, well, you got $8,000. And if you bought a car, you got, what, $4,000 or $5,000 if you bought a car. And we had all these stimulus programs and... But none of them got to the real problem, and that's absolutely true. But the real problem is that there's an organized effort to lower our living standards here in America. There's an organized effort to send our industrial production overseas. We have already sent our steel production largely overseas, a great deal of our automotive production, and China is going to produce 17 million cars next year. We produced about 11 million cars in the United States this year. And the largest automotive producer in China is actually owned by the United States government. It's called General Motors, but they don't tell the American people that. We've intensely said our steel industry, our automotive industry, our electronic industry, our textile industry. Now we're destroying agriculture here in the Central Valley of California, so we can begin importing more of our fruits and vegetables. They'll be coming in from China and from other countries throughout the world. We're exporting our agriculture. We're exporting anything that's energy dependent. We're running up the cost of electricity. It's all part of the plan. Well, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is the time when certainly we hope that people out there will be giving us a call. Open Line Wednesdays is always fun, but only when people call in. Under any circumstances, what really needs to be done to remedy our problems that we have? What needs to be done is we need to have tariffs. We need to simply to withdraw from the rest of the world and stop trying to build up the economy in other countries as we lower the living standards here in the United States. If we had tariffs and 30% or 40% tariffs, why then the American corporations would not be moving overseas because they wouldn't be able to bring their products into the United States cheaply. And so if we had tariffs, and if we had banks that were actually lending money so that people could get money, and if we had certainly tax cuts, but you can't have increased spending and tax cuts, and you can't go on with deficit spending indefinitely. And so what we really need to do is simply to admit Social Security and Medicare are a fraud and begin figuring out how we're going to phase them out. We can't phase them out immediately, but they're going to have to be phased out. And we've got to get government completely out of medicine. What we really need to do is get everybody on Medicare a voucher so they can buy a private insurance policy. Basically, do you know that if you're over 65 today, you cannot buy a primary medical insurance policy? It's just against the law. You can't buy one. What we need to do is allow people to do that, and for the people who want to stay on government medicines and come under the jurisdiction of the death panels, that's all well and good. But for the people now who have not yet retired, of course, they're going to have to raise the age of retirement, the age of Medicare down the line, and hopefully you'll probably try to get people to begin saving for themselves for their old age, because right now, why the panel has just come forward, they have this bipartisan panel, and what does it say? Why we're going to have to stop increased Social Security related to inflation. We can no longer tag Social Security to inflation. We just can't afford it. And remember, of course, when we have the 5 to 10, 15% inflation a year in 3 or 4 or 5 years, why, you've lost half of the value of your Social Security. But it's going to have to come that because the government doesn't have the money. It's not nice to say this, but the reality is why we do not have the money to continue Social Security and Medicare, especially as the baby boomers begin retiring, and we have 70 to 73 million baby boomers retiring over the next 3 years. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was just saying the two things, and only two things, we have to do if we want to get the economy going again. Number one, we've got to put on our tariffs so that we can bring our industries home. Industries are not going to return to America. The textile industry isn't going to return. The automotive industry isn't going to return. Certainly the steel industry, the electronic industry, they're not going to return. The agriculture industry is not going to return. The companies that are energy, electricity dependent are not going to return as long as they can produce their products overseas in other countries that appeal to them, certainly where they can go and get cheap electricity. Why should they stay here and pay high costs of electricity and their products then are no longer competitive throughout the world? Well, the only way you do that is to put tariffs on so that we protect our industry. And, of course, you have to understand that the people who control our government have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream. And I really think that the best explanation of what this is all about you'll find in Barry Goldwater's book with No Apologies, because he talks about how these people think. They think that basically if they offer materialism to people in our country and throughout the world, people will be willing to forget about sovereignty. And the people's greed for material acquisitions will actually cause them to forget about these ideas of sovereignty and freedom. And as long as they have material well-being, these ideas of individual freedom under God will soon be forgotten and become simply a remembrance of things past. Well, I think that they're really wrong about that. I think that we're finding out that despite the fact we've had all these cheap goods coming in from China, we've lived very well, I think the vast majority of the American people want to be free. And they want to restrict what the federal government is doing now. They don't understand the implications of freedom. They don't understand that they're going to have to start looking after themselves. They don't understand that there is no money in Social Security. There is no Social Security Trust Fund. There is no Medicare Trust Fund. And these things are all going, of course, to have to keep cutting back and back and back. They're going to have to kill off the elderly. That's the only way they're going to be able to maintain their medical system. And people are going to have the right to get health care on their own. And anybody who wants to actually stay in the government health care, realizing full well that one day they're going to make the decision as to when you die, that's your business. But as for me and my family, I want to be able to make our own medical decisions, not have them made elsewhere. The only way to get our economy back is, number one, to have tariffs, and number two, to establish banks that will lend to the people who are independent of what I call the brotherhood of darkness, these people who want to wreck our economy, and they're doing a good job of it. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, if you agree or disagree. What do you think about President Obama going over to India? He says he's going over there so he can get them to begin to produce jobs here in America. He went to India so that India can get jobs here in America. Well, how are they going to get jobs in America? Why, the next year or the year after that? Why, they're going to begin bringing in the Tata cars, and that's going to sell for about $7,000. It'll undercut any car we have here, and of course they're going to have dealerships. They're going to have people to work on the Tata cars here, so we will have, of course, you know, actually, we will get some jobs here in America when they bring in the Indian cars. But, of course, we will destroy our own automotive industry and lose probably three or four times that many people working for our dealerships here and working for our automotive companies. The Tata car is an Indian-produced car. It will be available probably next year, or at least not then, the year after that. And, of course, what Obama is talking about, oh, he wants to go over there to actually get jobs, you know, for America here. No, ladies and gentlemen, basically it's all, we are outsourcing our jobs to India. And basically, they're shifting our answering services over there. We're shifting many of our architectural drawings over there, our engineering drawings over there. Even our legal research can be done and done very effectively in India at a fraction of the price. And as we've told you in the past, the Obama administration recently sent $23 million to India to teach the Indians to speak better English so that when you're talking to Charles from Chicago, you'll really be talking to Raj from Calcutta. But you're not going to know that because he speaks very good English. And the reason he speaks it is because the Obama administration put out the money so that he would speak better English so we could outsource our jobs. And when you understand it's all about lowering living standards here, then it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. And when you see articles in the Wall Street Journal, like the one that appeared Monday by Mr. Kevin Warsh, W-A-R-S-H, one of the directors, the member of the board of directors of the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, and so he's supposedly disagreeing with Bernanke. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all political theater. To really believe that there's opposition, you're not allowed when you, of course, are part of this system to be opposed. You go along, you get along, or you may have a very serious accident, or you'll simply be asked to resign. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got John calling from Spokane. It's Open Line Wednesday. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Good. First a comment, then a quick question. I heard, I think it was on CNN today, that Obama plans to cut the deficit by $4 trillion within some time period. I'm not sure, but fairly short order. And one of the ways that he plans to do this is to eliminate all tax deductions. Did you hear this?
No, I haven't. I do know that they did have a bipartisan committee. And that bipartisan committee, supposedly made up of retired Democrats and congressmen and senators, certainly was to actually figure out what could be done. And they've come up with a number of suggestions, and probably they do want to do away with tax deductions. They do want to do away with certainly incrementing Social Security payments. They certainly go up according to inflation. They want to do away with that. They certainly want to raise the age of retirement for Social Security and the age at which you'll get Medicare. And they know very well they're going to have to be death panels to get rid of the elderly. So they've come up with a lot of suggestions as well. Be done, and that could be what you're talking about, because the, one of the things that the commission has come up with is doing away with the tax deductions, and then you, of course, because what they really want is an excuse to raise your taxes. And nobody really ever wants to talk about cutting spending. Oh, my goodness, you know, earmarks are terrible. But they're going to keep increasing the spending and increasing the spending because there's no incentive to cut spending, not until, of course, the American people say no more. That's about all I know, John, is that probably that is this bipartisan committee that's come up with a suggestion. I have not heard it, but I know that they were considering just what you said.
What do you think would be the effect? If they went ahead and got rid of tax deductions, what effect do you think that would have on small business and the unemployment rate in this country? And how many businesses do you think would then finally just pull up stakes and leave?
Well, first of all, probably they're talking about doing away with the tax deductions for the individual. Certainly businesses have to be able to deduct the cost of doing business. And so
that's not what he said. That's not what the news said.
Well, if they're going to do away
with tax deductions,
you can't do that because a business has to pay salaries. I mean, how could a business possibly not be able to deduct salaries, be able to deduct what they put into Social Security and Medicare? I mean, certainly they have to be able to deduct these things. So I think that that may be a little confusing. They may be able to want to restrict some of the things, certainly, for instance, small businesses ordinarily can write off their expenses, say a capital expenditure over maybe 5 years, something like that. Now, right now, they're letting them write it off all in 1 year because they want small businesses to invest. But, you know, the idea that they're going to take away a lot of the deductions from small business is very short-sighted. It was just strangle what little economy we still have.
It makes sense.
Right? Anything else?
No. That's all for now.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Donna, who's calling from New Orleans. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I had a question. Did Ronald Reagan invite the Trilateral Commission to the White House before he was shot or after he was shot?
After he was shot, and basically it was after he'd been in there for a couple of years. And you'll find this in the David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, which we do carry. And, of course, David Rockefeller was sort of chortling at the fact that Ronald Reagan, when he was running against Jimmy Carter, he criticized Jimmy Carter for having so many members of the Trilateral Commission in his administration. And yet, when Ronald Reagan got in, after having criticized the Trilateral Commission because they're globalists and they are out to destroy our sovereignty of our nation, Ronald Reagan then, after he was the attempted assassination attempt, and after he had really turned running the government over to George Herbert Walker Bush, a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Bilderbergers, a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, member of Skull and Bones, a secret Luciferian society, after Ronald Reagan turned running our government over to George Herbert Walker Bush, he invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to dinner at the White House, a betrayal of everything he stood for. But unfortunately, when you're the president, sometimes you do what was you're told, or you are sent on a trip to Dallas, unfortunately. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Anything else, Donna?
Yeah, now, Richard Nixon, why did they get rid of him with the Watergate scandal? Wasn't he doing what they wanted?
No, basically, of course, the whole idea was Nelson Rockefeller was to become the President of the United States. And so they got rid of Spiro Agnew, who was Richard Nixon's vice president. And then, of course, he was supposed to appoint Nelson Rockefeller as the president. Well, Richard Nixon was smart enough to realize if he appointed Nelson Rockefeller as the president, why, he would probably be sent on a trip to Dallas. So instead, of course, he appointed Gerry Ford. And that, of course, sealed his own doom. Hang on, we'll be right back. Give us a call if you're out there. Okay, and so that's basically the background of what happened. And then, of course, when Gerry Ford got in, he understood how the game was played. He appointed then Nelson Rockefeller the vice president, and you never guess what happened.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16, as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
To break in. I just told her the whole thing was staged. It was staged to get rid of Richard Nixon so that they could get Nelson Rockefeller into the presidency. And basically, what they did was the Brotherhood of Darkness, knowing that Nelson Rockefeller wanted to be the president of the United States, staged a false charges against the vice president, a man named Spiro Agnew. And, of course, if you've never read his book, it's worthwhile reading. Go quietly or else. He tells how they set him up. And they told him, you will either leave the vice president, resign as vice president, or we will indict your wife and send her to prison on criminal charges. And we've got all these people who testify against you. And, of course, they were all contrived. They were told, these were other people told. And if they didn't lie in court against Spiro Agnew, they'd go to prison themselves. And some of them probably had done some dishonest things. So they let him off scot-free. Spiro Agnew resigned. And then, of course, Richard Nixon was supposed to have appointed Nelson Rockefeller. Well, Richard Nixon was smart enough to realize that if he appointed Nelson Rockefeller the vice president, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas or they'd do something else to get rid of him. So he refused. He appointed Gerry Ford vice president. And that is, of course, why they staged Watergate to get rid of Richard Nixon. And it was all staged. And we'll be doing some interviews with some gentlemen who've actually gone over all of the information. It was all staged. It was planned by Henry Kissinger, who worked for the Rockefeller family, and Sidney was set up, and Richard Nixon was the fall guy. And Richard Nixon was not a nice man. I don't like Richard Nixon. He was not a man of integrity. Every word was a cuss word, a vulgar cuss word, and you can actually listen to the White House tapes and hear this man. He uses words that would make a prostitute blush, let's put it that way. And yet, of course, Richard Nixon would go before the Christians of this country in the prayer breakfast and have these wonderful prayers and personal testimonies. He was the ultimate in the hypocrite. But, of course, he was destroyed, and then they brought him back again and rejuvenated him and made out he wasn't such a bad guy. He was totally corrupt, but he wasn't responsible for Watergate. The purpose of Watergate was to get rid of him so that Gerry Ford would become king and then, of course, would become president. And then he was to appoint Nelson Rockefeller vice president, which he did. And then there was an assassination attempt on Gerry Ford, and, well, it didn't succeed. And so Nelson Rockefeller never got to be the president of the United States, and he eventually died in the arms of his mistress. And, of course, then he went on to write a book called I Never Wanted to Be Vice President of Anything. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And what do you think about what's going on as far as the price of gold and silver? And, of course, what happened, of course, the Securities and Exchange Commission has raised the margin requirements on silver. I assume they're going to do it on gold as well, trying to stem this upward rush of the price of silver. It should be much higher, probably should be close to $50. It's probably going to go there. Well, right now we've got Susan calling from the Freedom Forum. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question, comment, and let's go to Susan from the Freedom Forum. Hi, Susan. How are you doing? Do you have an announcement to make?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, thanks for letting us announce that. Our next event is called Unmasking the UN, and a lot of people don't know that ICLEI is a International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It's a group that is spawned off of the United Nations, and that Santa Cruz's taxes are paying dues to this this organization. And so we'd like people to, you know, come out and find out what's going on with this, what they're up to here, and how it's involved in the smart meter program even, and even abolishing private property rights and if people have had problems with their use of their land, this would be a good one to come to.
And basically, of course, ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI is a subversive organization. It's an internationalist organization. It is unconstitutional for the local community to be paying, paying fees and aligned and having signed an agreement with this subversive organization.
That's right.
Their purpose is to implement Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 has to do with taking away your property rights and regulating every aspect of our lives. I think it should be a great program. Who's the speaker going to be? Where is it going to be?
Well, it's going to be Live Oak Grange, 1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz, 7 p.m., Wednesday, November 17th. And we'll have a movie called The Rise of Global Governance with Henry Lamb and Sovereignty International, and a surprise guest speaker there.
All right, fine. It sounds like a great program. Again, that's Wednesday on the 17th at the Grange there on 17th Avenue.
7 p.m., yes. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is you out there in the audience. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Tom, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. It's fascinating insight on the Nixon years there, and I recognize the Rockefeller connection, but one thing that I had thought about, and we haven't heard this name for a while, was Howard Hughes. I read an article, believe it or not, in Playboy. It was clear back in 85 or so, and it claimed that Howard Hughes was bankrolling Nixon, and he lived, that's when he was in isolation, up in the penthouse towers there in Vegas, and they kept doing the above-ground and underground nuclear tests out in the Nevada desert. And every time they did that, it shook the penthouse to where Hughes demanded that Nixon stop the test, and because Nixon agreed to but then refused to, the test went on for one reason or another, then Hughes pulled the plug on Nixon.
I really don't think so. I think that basically Howard Hughes was an agent working very, very closely with the CIA, with the Brotherhood of Darkness. He is certainly Mayhew, who worked for him, had strong ties to the intelligence agency. And I don't know why, because Hughes would be tied into this whole intelligence agency, what he was. He was certainly going right along with the Brotherhood of Darkness. But I think everything, and you probably can read all sorts of articles out there that are designed to confuse you as to what really happened. The last thing they want people to understand is how the Rockefeller family really dominates so much of what goes on today. And it was all about getting Nelson Rockefeller into the presidency. I do not believe that Howard Hughes pulled the plug on Nixon. How would he have done it? Can you tell me?
Well, by staging the Watergate break.
And how did he stage the Watergate? That was a CIA operation.
From what I remember of the article, remember this was back in 85, I was about 20 years old, so it said that there was evidence of these agreements in the Watergate office, and that Hughes had operatives, or Nixon had operatives, go in there to get these files and bury them so that the truth wouldn't come out that Hughes was bankrolling.
I see, well...
Anyway, I trust what you say, Doctor. If you could give us some more about Howard Hughes, and also Henry Ford. I just looked him up the other day, but I don't have access to the Internet, so I'm sorry to waste your time, but it seems to me some of these captains of industry were probably all directly involved, weren't they?
They absolutely were, and Henry Ford probably more so than most, and most people, Henry Ford, you know, the Model A Ford, Model T Ford, and we look upon him as, you know, this great champion of American industry. Well, people have forgotten that Henry Ford built the plant at Gorky in Russia. He built a automotive plant for the communist government to help them so that they could work more efficiently. Not only that, but he did everything he could to help Adolf Hitler, and basically he got the highest award that any civilian could get from Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler praised Henry Ford, and Henry was over there visiting his good friend Adolf. Now, why was this? Well, because Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. And basically, if you remember that time, I'm sure you don't, but you can read about it, Henry Ford was promoting anti-Semitism in the United States. He owned a newspaper in Detroit, and basically he was publishing the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. He wrote a book on the international Jew. He did everything he could to actually get people to hate the Jewish people, and you have to ask yourself why. Well, the reason was because he was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, and she was the woman who was a Luciferian. She formed the Theosophical Society back about 1871, 1872. And Sidney, the whole idea behind this whole Luciferian movement was this intense hatred of the Jews, because the Jews were God's chosen people, and Lucifer was going to circumvent God's plan by destroying the Jews and promoting anti-Semitism. And Henry Ford did that. He built up the communists in Russia because they had a strong occult foundation. He built up the Nazis because they had a strong occult foundation. And nobody talks about that. But my good friend Constance Cumby told me that she actually lives and practices in Detroit, Michigan. And there is where Henry Ford's estate is. And she was there recently on a tour of his home. And there in the library were all these books by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and the other occultists. But now there's not one person in 1,000 who knows that. He was deeply involved in spiritualism as well. And, of course, we bring this out in our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but as you begin getting more and more into Henry Ford, you realize what energized him as the force that energized J.P. Morgan, who was involved with astrology, as the force that energized Andrew Carnegie. He was deeply involved in spiritualism and the occult. Many members of the Rockefeller family. Go ahead. What?
Thomas Edison.
Yes, Thomas Edison was a member of the Theosophical Society.
Okay. I've heard much on Henry Ford before, but that's the most detail I've heard. I sure appreciate it. I'll get off the air and let other people call. Could you tell us a little more about Howard Hughes and why we never hear that name anymore? When I was a kid, Howard Hughes was the Bill Gates of the world. And
he sure was. He was an amazing individual, a fascinating individual. I certainly were indebted to him for the TWA Constellation plane. That was his baby. I don't think he designed it, but certainly he promoted it. And TWA was certainly one of the premier airlines for many years. Okay, Tom, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, you know, certainly Howard Hughes, very much the ladies' man. He had all sorts of mistresses and girlfriends. And he eventually ended up marrying this very, very beautiful Hollywood movie star, and I've forgotten her name. But eventually, of course, he even tired of her, and I suspect he became impotent. And she went off and married her obstetrician. He even provided a plane and a honeymoon for them. And he died certainly a miserable man, addicted to drugs. Apparently, he had long hair, and his fingernails were more like claws. And for really, many people thought he'd been dead for a number of years. I remember somebody had wrote a book supposedly based upon the autobiography of Henry Ford, because it was all fraudulent. Eventually, Howard Hughes actually held a press conference. He cut his hair and cut off his fingernails and announced he was alive. And, of course, this autobiography, which has been published and widely circulated all throughout the world, really was something he had not written. It was all totally fraudulent. And of course, the fellow wrote it and ended up going to prison. But certainly there were strong ties to the intelligence agencies to Howard Hughes. Someday we'll have to get an expert here who knows a lot more about it than I do. Some of these other things I've studied, I've always thought that he was a fascinating character, but apparently he became a paranoid schizophrenic as time passed by, and this is why he became such a recluse, and he certainly withdrew from society. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was just commenting, of course, it's been fascinating to watch silver. It has went from about $16 an ounce about 6 weeks ago up to $28 earlier this week. And then, of course, the Securities Exchange Commission or Commodity and Exchange Commission actually raised the margin requirements on a contract on the Chicago Commodity Exchange. And people really don't understand how the commodity market works. But the commodities, basically, you put down a fairly small amount of money, say $5,000, and in $5,000 you can tie up maybe 50 ounces of silver. Well, that's, 5,000 ounces of silver. So you put down $5,000, you're really putting down a very, very small amount of money. And to tie up a fairly large amount of silver. If the price of silver goes up, you've got tremendous leverage. On the other hand, if the price of silver goes down, you can lose an awful lot of money, which is why I always tell people, if you think that you're smart enough to play the commodity market, why you're not? Because almost nobody makes money there, except for Hillary Clinton. She made $100,000 playing commodities and then gave it up. And nobody ever brings that out, that she was actually playing against Tyson, who was financing her husband's political campaign there in Arkansas. But be that as it may, the commodity market is an excellent way to make a small fortune from a large fortune. Well, basically, of course, there are a lot of people now who have been investing in silver, anticipating the price is going to go up. Basically, you have two major banks controlling almost all the silver contracts on the short side. In other words, when you buy a contract on silver, why you're playing against either the J.P. Morgan Chase or the Hong Kong Singapore let's see, HSMC, anyway, the Hong Kong Singapore Bank, a major bank, and basically the HSBC and J.P. Morgan Chase control about 99% of the silver shorts today. So when you are in the silver market, you're playing against them. And the way it's set up is they win, you lose. And ordinarily, just before it comes time to close the contracts out, whether it be options or actually commodity contracts, where you tie up a certain amount of silver, why they drop the price. Well, the price has been going up so rapidly that they, this week, when silver got over $28 an ounce, they raised the margin requirement. And no longer could you have $5,000, you had to have $6,500 there, and if silver continues going up, they'll probably raise it to $8,000 or $10,000, and even double. And in fact, there have been instances where actually you had to put up the full cost of the price of the silver to continue there playing the system. So people tried, to leverage this up and make a great deal of money in the commodity markets because there's a tremendous amount of leverage there. But unfortunately, if this turns against you, although you can make a lot of money, you can lose a lot of money, and my advice to you is do not even consider getting into the commodity market. I've seen too many of my friends do that. I did it at one time myself, thinking I was smarter than the system, and although I came out, I broke even. I figured I was ahead if I broke even after a number of years. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But when you see the price of gold going up as it is, it's almost to $1,400 an ounce. In fact, it has been over 14. It got up to 14.30, 14.40 on some of the futures contracts, and I think it has closed a little below $1,400 an ounce today. Well, when you see silver and gold going up, you know that this reflects the fact that people are losing confidence in the monetary system. And what is this going to mean to you? It's going to mean that they're going to destroy the value of everything you've worked for all of your life. The value of your insurance company, because you'll be paid. Oh, you may have $1 million in insurance, but that $1 million may not buy you much of anything. It'll destroy the value of your pension. If you are invested in stocks or bonds, it'll destroy that value. If you have an annuity, it'll destroy that value. And what you must understand is the best way to destroy a nation is to destroy the foundation of the monetary system, and that is just what Ben Bernanke is doing. Now, remember, Ben Bernanke is the first chairman, a long-time chairman of the Fed, who has not been a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness, of the Trilateral Commission. Alan Greenspan was a member of the Trilateral Commission, the man who preceded him. Arthur Burns was a member, the man who preceded, I should say, Paul Volcker, and then Arthur Burns. Three of the last four chairmen of the Trilateral Commission, pardon me, three of the four last chairmen of the Federal Reserve System have come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. I think they picked Ben Bernanke. He is going to be the fall guy. He's going to get the blame for the things that are coming down the line because he's not that smart. And he realizes, of course, he doesn't know what to do. The only thing he knows to do is simply create more money. But when you create more money, you don't solve the problem. We already have a tremendous amount of debt, and he's creating more debt. You don't get out of debt by getting further into debt. You don't get out of debt by destroying the value of the currency. And in the process, you undermine the very fabric of our society. Nations throughout the world are already beginning to fortify themselves. And certainly, Brazil has already put currency controls on so that they can't bring American dollars into Brazil. And other countries are talking about doing the same. The former president of the World Bank, a man named Robert Zolnick, Z-O-E-L-L-I-C-K, Zolnick. And, of course, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, but he's the former president of the World Bank. He's talking about a new world monetary system that will be partly backed by gold to give it an anchor. You have to have an anchor to a monetary system. Otherwise, you do exactly what the Federal Reserve System is doing today, and that is destroy the value of the currency. Just keep printing money, trying to bring prosperity back, and it'll bring prosperity for a few months. And then, of course, things will slack off, and then you have to print more money. And it'll bring prosperity back for a few months, and then you have to print more money. If you haven't read the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, It was written probably 150 years ago by the dean of Cornell University, Andrew Dickinson White. You need to get the book. We carry it. It's inexpensive. It's a fast read. You can read it in an evening. Fiat money inflation in France tells you what happened in France in 1789, when after the revolution they decided they were going to come up with a new calendar and a new monetary system. They were going to do away with God and religion, and of course basically they decided to create a currency that was backed by all the property that seized from the Catholic Church. So basically all this property was the basis of their money, and then they kept printing more and more and more money, and each time they printed money it brought prosperity, but only for a short period of time. Well, that's what happened with the Bush assembly stimulus. That's what happened with quantitative easing 1. We're starting quantitative easing 2. It's only a matter of time before we have quantitative easing 3 and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for the destruction of the value of our currency. Whether they're going to destroy it to 50%, 75%, 80%, I don't know. But we're in for some very, very difficult times. And everybody in the world knows it. And if you're listening to what the people are saying in China, what the people are saying in Brazil, what the people are saying in Germany and in India, they're all warning against what Ben Bernanke is doing. And where is the outcry in America? Why, there's only one member of the Federal Reserve Board that's speaking out against it, and he's a shill because he's basically saying, and the last thing we want is, of course, protective tariffs, and that is the first thing we want. We want to protect America. If you care about America, we've got to protect it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment. But we are living in very, very uncertain times, and our advice to you is begin making preparations for the destruction of the value of our currency. If you're in a position to get gold and silver, be very, very careful. You know, there are a lot of sharks out there and a lot of people taking advantage of our listeners. And just shop around. Don't put your faith in anybody. Shop around. Try to find somebody. But remember, everybody's got a pitch. Everybody's going to want you to get buy their product. And I just stick with bullion value. Unless you're a coin collector, you have no business getting into other items. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I can't believe we've had as few callers this evening as we have. If you would like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that? A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Internet. You can listen to our next hour at RadioLiberty.com and you'll find it fascinating. That's RadioLiberty.com. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Tape of the Month Club. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Whatever you'd like to do or whatever you're able to do. But we have about 60 outlets every single week. We have a Friday program with about 33 stations, where at least somewhere across America. Once a week, people are hearing the truth, the information you are not going to get elsewhere. People are not going to tell you what's happening to our financial system. They're not going to tell you about the coming war with Iran and how this is being engineered. They're not going to tell you that the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill, because if it were real, if there was really a danger of terrorism, they would close the southern border the day after the September 11th attack in 2001. And if the danger was really real, and with that border being open, why, we would have had all sorts of terrorists coming across with bombs in their backpacks, and we would have had all sorts of terrorist attacks in America. Well, we had the shoe bomber, but of course you can't ignite a C4 in the sole of a shoe with a fuse. And the people who set Robert Reed on this suicide mission knew that. It was all a setup. And the underwear bomber was the same. He had C4 in his underwear, and you can't ignite it with a lit fuse. You have to have a blasting cap. So they sent the underwear bomber, man who was willing to sacrifice his life for Islam, and what happened? The bomb didn't go off, and it never could have bombed go off any more than the bomb there, the Times Square bomber. You know, here he goes over to Pakistan, he gets all this training, and they give him all the wrong information, and what happens? Why, the bomb, the truck bomb in Times Square, just smokes. Can you believe that this is really happening? Why haven't we had any major terrorist attacks in America with tens, dozens, hundreds of people killed? Because the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. Oh, we're killing a lot of people over in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen and Iraq, but, I mean, this is all contrived. Who benefits from all these attacks? Why, the people who want to keep the United States permanently in the Middle East. Could anything be this crass? Yes, absolutely. If you study the history of the Irish Republican Army, you'll find the Irish Republican Army was setting off bombs in London and killing people, and the number two man in the Irish Republican Army was a British intelligence agent. And the man in charge of security for the IRA was a British intelligence agent, and he was actually torturing people to death, claiming they were British intelligence agents, and he himself was a British intelligence agent. This is how the system works, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing as it appears to be. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and certainly read our newsletters. Watch our DVDs. We have a great new section there called Other Videos on the Web, and that certainly you can listen to our program there 9 hours a day. If you'd like to, if you have a cell phone with unlimited minutes, why, you can listen 24 hours a day to our Genesis programs. Get the information. Encourage others to listen. People are trying to figure out what's going on. Well, we've got the answers, but we need your help to get the information out. So if you're concerned about America, if you want to try to preserve this country, if you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield, why, there's any encourage others, people, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, William Still's book, The New World Order, the ancient plan of secret societies. That's the New World Order, the ancient plan of secret societies. Tom Horn's Apollyon Rising 2012. Apollyon Rising 2012, Lynn Marzulli, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and or watch my DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle, a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson. And Rosalind really has some fascinating information on this old subject. We're going to be talking not about chemtrails, but about contrails. And she lives up in Mendocino County in Northern California, and she's done a tremendous amount of work on this whole subject. She's, of course, been involved for many, many years working in agriculture, working for the government, evaluating tree growth, and the trees are not healthy up in that part of the country. In fact, trees all across the country are not as healthy as they have been in the past, and the question is why? And a lot of the crops aren't as healthy as they have been in many parts of the country. And the question is, why? Well, certainly there are some people who claim that we're being sprayed by planes. But is that really true? Is there perhaps some other explanation? Now, I've been trying to study this whole subject for a long period of time, and I speak in many parts of the country, and where the subject of chemtrails has come up, at least on two separate occasions, I've had information from people in the audience, worked for the military, told me that they'd inquired from their superior officers, asking what this was, this phenomenon, and they were told, after checking with higher authorities, this had to do with dissemination of vaccines to protect us against from terrible diseases. Well, now I don't believe that for one minute, but here's the acknowledgement that something's going on, and they're putting out a cover story. So what is going on? And of course, they almost as if they're admitting this is true, but is it really true, or is this all designed to throw us off the track? And so with that as the background, Rosalind, I've talked to her before. I think probably she has the best information I've seen, and she has so much documentation. How many documents have you collected, Rosalind?
Well, at last count, not including photographs, about 19,000.
About 19,000 documents. She sent me a number of them, and we actually haven't had a chance to read them all, but some of them are fascinating. The one, Sydney, that you sent me, the congressional investigation, did that get pretty close to what was really going on, do you think?
To some things, but not others, and I think that they couldn't touch on what was classified. So all of this depends on a fine line between what the military classifies and what's declassified. But some of it is pretty close, I think.
And I think you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're keeping this secret from you. Something is going on. It is dangerous for you and for the health of your children. But the question is, what is going on? And so, Rosalind, with that as the background, I'm going to let you pick up this bottle and run with it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that my name is Rosalind Peterson, and my background is agriculture. I was born and raised on a working farm in Mendocino County, California. It's where I've lived most of my life. And I've worked for the United States Department of Agriculture and also the County of Mendocino.
Are you working for either one of them at the present time, or are you doing these things on your own?
I'm doing the research now on my own. I don't work for any agency right now with the federal government or the state government at this time.
Well, I think that they would be very unhappy with the information you've compiled, because, of course, you are revealing what nobody else has revealed. And, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear this program, because this is, well, you know, I talk to a lot of people about a lot of things, and Sydney, but there's always been an X factor when we're talking about this chemtrail, contrail. What's this all about? Well, this evening you're going to learn, and you'll be surprised. We'll be back in just a moment. Rosalind, you go ahead with the story.
Okay, so at some point along this time that I was working for the Department of Agriculture, I became a crop loss adjuster, which means that I went to areas where there was crop losses to determine the reason for the crop loss and also to make determinations on, in other words, what type of crop loss it was. And most of the time, crop losses were due to weather factors rather than negligence or something the rancher or the farmer did when he was growing his crops. And I discovered along the way that, in other words, the trees were healthy. Things seemed to be really well when I was working for the Department of Agriculture, and that crop production was on the rise. Things were going along relatively smoothly. And then after I left the Department of Agriculture, around the year 2002, I began to realize that there were sweeping changes in our deep blue skies, and they had turned into crisscrosses and persistent jet contrails. They had turned into white haze. And the other discovery I made about that time is that all of a sudden, whole species of trees types were also declining, not only here but across the United States. And so whole forests were in decline. I noticed that the trees, the oak trees here, the redwood trees, some of them here, the Douglas fir were in trouble. Even some of the crop trees were not doing as well, like figs. So I began to do some research, which has then carried me through to these 19,000 documents that you would see on my website, as well as thousands of photographs taken of our skies and tree decline across the United States and here as well. And also I wanted to know what was going on. In other words, what would research into government agencies, the Navy websites, the Air Force websites, the NOAA and NASA websites, all these government agencies, Department of Commerce, Department of Defense. I began to look at university studies, everything I could find on the subject, and trying to find out why we were having this impact with these jets, contrails persisting. One jet contrail can persist for...
Hold that thought for just a moment here, and we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan in Roslyn. Certainly work for the U.S. Agriculture Department. She worked for the Agriculture Department up there in Mendocino. And she was being asked to go out and look at areas where the crops were failing, and the crops were failing. She noticed that a lot of the trees were failing. A lot of the oak trees were suddenly dying off or suddenly not thriving. She noticed that the tops of some of the redwood trees were dying, and some of the other trees were not flourishing at all, and some of them were actually dying off. Why was that? And then she noticed that the sky was no longer the pristine blue that it had been. Many times it was hazy, and you'd see the planes flying overhead, and you'd see the contrails following it, and these contrails would not dissipate as you'd ordinarily anticipate they would in a few minutes. They would linger on, and then they'd spread out, and then they'd become clouds. So contrails now were different than they were before. Now, these were not chemtrails. They were not spraying. They were contrails, the condensation trails that you see behind planes at a certain altitude, at a certain temperature. But those contrails were then becoming clouds and hazing the sky over. And what was going on? So Roslyn began going to websites. She went to the military websites, the Air Force website, the Navy website, other websites. What was really going on, and what did you find, Roslyn?
Well, I found that NASA studies were showing that jet contrails were persisting. One jet contrail behind a jet can now persist for up to 20 hours and cover over 4,000 kilometers.
But now, had it ever done this before? Is this something fairly new as far as the contrails are concerned? In other words, years ago, the contrails didn't do that sort of thing, did they?
No, they didn't. And it began to change about the time that we started to have jet engines, which didn't occur in the United States until after World War II. And over time, we began to convert many of our jets to these high-tech type of combustion engines that required jet fuel. And the jet fuel that's in these jets changed in the late 1980s and converted from what the commercial airlines use, JP4, into JP8 and JP10 and various and multiple configurations since that time. And when this fuel began to change its configuration, the persistency of the plumes began to change behind them long about the same time. And this was confirmed by a military colonel who talked to me in some depth about this in 2003. So we began to learn that there were these huge changes that NASA recognized and started studying. And the results of their studies were that these jets were creating plumes that turned into white haze or man-made clouds, that these man-made clouds were exacerbating global warming. They were changing our weather and our climate, and they were negatively impacting natural resources. And we realized very quickly, some biologists as well as myself in the early years, that they were actually causing direct sunlight not to reach the Earth like it had done when our skies were clear. We would have normal clouds, normal rain, and then the skies would clear up and we'd have these beautiful blue skies. And the persistency of these trails, along with, in other words, covering our skies so that we very rarely got clear blue sky days, was having its effect on solar panel power production. It was reducing it. It was reducing the amount of sunlight hitting our plants and our trees, which meant that we had a lack of photosynthesis. About the same time, we began to see an increase in diseases related to vitamin D deficiency in the United States, like rickets and other diseases, which we now know if you have a lack of vitamin D, you could have children born with certain types of health defects and mental deficiencies as well. So we have learned a lot in a short period of time that the jets and what's going on in our skies are definitely having a negative impact on both our food production and on human health.
Well, I certainly think so. Basically, they know this. In other words, the scientists have been studying this. They realize, of course, that the change in the jet fuel has changed the construction of the contrails, and the condensation trails, instead of dissipating as they used to, now linger and last for a very long period of time. Why don't they just come forward and tell the American people what's going on? Why do they have so much effort to confuse us and to conceal what's really transpiring when they know?
They want to keep this under wraps because they can use the jets to modify our weather. And this is one of the things that the NASA study shows, is that when you have these man-made clouds, when you can produce excessive water vapor when through the combustion process, which is a greenhouse gas, and when you can release something like carbon black, you can directly influence the weather and weather patterns. And the goal of the military is to own the weather.
And now, basically, you talk about carbon black. What are you speaking of?
Soot.
And basically, of course, what you're talking about is the breakdown products of the jet fuel. And, of course, there are lots of other products, part of the breakdown products of jet fuel, aren't there, that are really hazardous to our health?
Oh, absolutely. I cannot tell you. The EPA has many documents about jet fuel emissions and their impact not only on public health but on crop production as well. And they even talk about the increase in aviation in general, and especially military aviation, is creating problems with asthma and very increasing asthma, respiratory problems. It is stunning when you start to note the really increasing changes in health just from the different products that are in jet fuel.
And basically, of course, the military jet fuel is different than the commercial jet fuel, isn't that correct?
It's correct, and they won't release all of the products in their jet fuel, but I can tell you that the jet fuel health effects, for example, ozone has lung function impairment. You're going to have more respiratory infections, increased hospital admissions, structural damage to lung tissue, carbon monoxide, just like what comes out of your gas tank. In other words, when the fuel is emitted out of your automobile, has cardiovascular effects, and in people, especially with heart conditions, and the effects on animals and on humans are relatively the same. If you have the nitrogen oxides, you've got lung irritation, you've got premature mortality, respiratory problems, and asthmatics are going to be even more sensitive, or people that weren't asthmatic will start to be asthmatic. And then you have the volatile organic compounds, which have eye and respiratory tract irritation, headaches, dizziness, visual disorder, and memory impairment. And then, of course, there's crop damage to trees. There's acid rain from the nitrogen oxides, which would impact crops and water supplies and trees. And then particulate matter is released as well. And when you add to that the military application of the changes in their jet fuel, we increase the amount of pollutants that are above us. Now, the military uses more jet fuel itself than aviation could even dream of using. So the military is the number one user of jet fuel across the United States.
All right, fine. Well, now what about the aluminum? Because we hear a lot about increased levels of aluminum and in the soil and the water. What's this all about?
There is increasing aluminum in the soil, in our water supplies, and we're seeing it throughout California in official drinking water tests that are held by the California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division. We have looked at those and seen unusual spiking in aluminum, barium, manganese, magnesium, strontium, and other compounds that spike at the same time in unusually high levels. And we think that part of this is from upper atmospheric releases that are conducted by rockets. And these rockets and the space shuttle deliver up into the atmosphere either a dust cloud, like an aluminum oxide dust cloud that the U.S. Navy put over the eastern seaboard on September 19, 2009, and they called it the CARE program and its Charged Aerosol Release Experiment, and they put an aluminum dust cloud up over the eastern seaboard to conduct atmospheric testing. However, they failed to tell you that aluminum oxide will eventually come back to Earth, and we're going to breathe it and have it in our drinking water supplies and in our soils.
And are they doing this all over the country? Because certainly the level of aluminum is rising here in California, isn't it?
Yes, it's rising here in California in stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And even some, it's interesting because some of the water districts are stopping the testing of aluminum because they don't want to tell the public how much aluminum is being found within the state of California. So there's a cutback on the number of tests for aluminum. So we found this a fascinating correlation.
And, of course, they do add aluminum to your drinking water to actually purify it, to get the particulate matter out of it. But this is not the aluminum that's added. This is other aluminum that they're finding in rather significant quantities. And, of course, where is that aluminum coming from? And of course, as Roslyn points out, the military, when they're putting up rockets intentionally to release this particulate matter to create a, and does this actually create a haze in the stratosphere, Roslyn?
Yes, it does. And also, the military services put about 500 tons of aluminum-coated fiberglass particulates into the air.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, Roslyn, why would they be putting...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Seeing massive amounts of aluminum in canisters, blowing them up at various levels in the stratosphere or ionosphere. And they're doing this, of course, so that they can control the weather. They're doing it simply to experiment to see what would happen and how this will be able to reflect certain things, how they can how it will travel. But they're charting all of these things. They're unconcerned about the toxic effects. There are no studies to show that this is safe. And, of course, you're seeing then the increased level of aluminum in the soil. You're seeing a lot of the crops not thriving as well as they were. But in areas where they're doing this in excess, you're seeing the trees beginning to die. Would that be a fair statement, Rosalind?
It's a fair statement. And as they do more and more modifications, we're going to see more human health and crop losses, human health problems. We're going to see more and more unless we finally come up and say, look, we don't want these rockets going up, releasing chemicals in the atmosphere without our consent and knowledge and approval.
And I think there's basically they're doing everything to confuse the issue, to make you think all sorts of things about the planes spraying. The planes aren't spraying. I mean, suddenly you can see the contrails coming off. But you're never hearing about these other experiments. Well, let's go quickly to Susan, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Susan, do you have a question for our guest?
What action does she recommend that people take? And also, I've heard of supplements that can chelate aluminum out, like zeolite or something. It's called something like that. It's like a clay?
You're absolutely right. There are ways of getting these things out. But the thing is that they shouldn't be there in the first place. And so basically, Rosalind, Susan saying, what can we do? Well, I think that what Rosalind is doing is getting the information out, and you've got to get the information. And Susan, do you have a computer?
Yeah, I do.
She's going to give, since we get back from our mid-program break, her website, and you start pulling down her material, it'll blow your mind. These are not the right-wing extremist radio liberty directives. These things are coming right from the military. They're coming from all sorts of scientific studies, and it's all up there, 19,000 of them. And one of the most interesting things I've seen is this congressional report came out. They had congressional hearings. Not a word of it in the controlled media, and you have to ask why. Because they don't want the public to know that you are a guinea pig.
Well, I heard, that some time ago there was, I think, a town in Canada, and they got the whole place to sign a petition to stop this flying over their city. And I don't know the specifics or if that was really a true case or not. I don't know if Deborah knows anything about that.
Rosalind, do you know anything about if anybody has organized and tried to bring this information out?
Well, there's people all over the world that are starting now to organize much more heavily now that we have more research information available, so that people aren't just judging things on belief systems. So I don't know specifically if they have it stopped in Canada in anywhere, because I know that several people in Canada are working very hard to put a stop to it. So I don't think it's stopped yet. But what I want to say is that, yes, there's a lot you can do. You can feel free to contact me through my website or to call me at 707-485-7520 or to go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, and you will find document upon document. And what it is that I put the actual documents up so that people have a basis for making an argument about what's going on, and they can know the facts. They don't have to be speaking from a belief system.
And I think that's what really so important is you've got the documentation, you can read it, you can see what they readily admit what they're doing, but you're never going to hear this. And why isn't this in the newspaper? Why isn't this in Time magazine? Why aren't you hearing this on alternative radio? And, Rosin, have you done many of the alternative radio programs?
Yes, over the years I have, yes.
Well, I hope you're going to do more and more of them. Susan, anything else you want to ask before we get to...
Nope, thanks. It was a great interview. Thank you.
Well, it's a great interview when you got a great guest. God bless them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But this is important information, so give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and... you need to have the information. You need to know that they've looked into this back in Washington, D.C., but the force is far more powerful than our duly elected representatives. We have an invisible government. It interlocks with the military, the leaders of the military. Many of them belong to the CFR and the Bilderbergers, and, of course, they are the true government. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we've got Glenn calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Glenn. How are you doing?
I suddenly had a crying baby, and I really apologize if it's too hard to hear. But I just wanted to know what is the proof that this woman has that they're actually adding aluminum? Because from what I understand is, from what at least I heard, because it's a rumor as far as I know, is they're actually adding the aluminum particles into jet planes?
No. They're two different things, Glenn. One is the contrails. The other are the canisters, the aluminum oxide. And you can find all this up on our website where they talk about what they're doing. And in fact, you've never heard of it, shows how complete the cover-up is. But I've seen some of this information. It'll blow your mind. And so you want to go to California Skywatch, take a look at it, and... we'll have Rosalind on again. Okay.
Now, what would happen if you said that to a congressman or senator? Would they just laugh at you, or?
Well, what would happen? Do you think the congressmen and senators know what's going on, Rosalind?
Yes, they are funding it. But what I want to say about this is that the military has perpetrated the idea that the word chemtrail is a hoax. So no elected official will investigate or take up the issue of the jets because the Air Force and the Navy and a lot of government agencies all discuss the word chemtrail as part of an internet conspiracy and as a hoax. However, if you start quoting out the actual documents talking about the problems with, for example, jet fuel emissions, the problems with the Navy conducting its CARE program where they put up an aluminum oxide dust cloud over the eastern seaboard with plans for more this year. When you start talking about the use of CAF, aluminum-coated fiberglass particulates in the air and the problems with it as a particulate to human health, when you start to discuss programs, the CRES program, C-R-R-E-S, and we have the documents for it which explain what this is.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly what they've done is they, chemtrails, why, that's an internet conspiracy theory. There's nothing to it. Basically, the idea that our planes are up there spraying, you know, aluminum and oxide, and because that's not where the aluminum is coming from. You can't add aluminum to jet engines. Basically, you have your contrails, and you have your particulate matter that comes from the contrails, especially the military contrails, which because they use a even more dangerous jet fuel. But, of course, the aluminum is coming from military experiments done separately where they're using rockets to disseminate the aluminum. Glenn, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Do you think that people who are actually disseminating the aluminum know what they're doing? Or do you think they're told that they're doing something else? Because if they really knew what they were doing, do you think that there could be that many people that would consciously try to harm all of humanity, essentially?
When you're in the military, you do what you're told. Have you been in the military?
Well, let me tell you,
I've been in the military. When you do in the military, you do what you're told, or they'll make your life miserable. I didn't do very well in the military because I didn't do what I was told. But go ahead.
But I mean, in there's more than just military spraying chemicals and things like that in the air.
Well, no, we're not talking. She's not talking about spraying things in the air. She's talking about contrails, and then she's talking about, of course, these explosions, these canisters that have been used to disseminate this at various levels in the atmosphere. Hey, I got to run, but why don't you go to her website? What is it now? California Skywatch, and we'll be having Roswell
again. Does
she have
any comments about this recent, what they call a missile that was shot off of the Southern California coast, and they didn't know what it was, or nobody knew what it was?
Well, I think somebody knows what it is. They're just not saying any more than they're telling you about the things we're talking about. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much, Glenn. And let's go quickly to Ruby. Before we do that, of course, Rosalind, I want you to get your website out once again, your email, so people can get your information, because it is really so unique and different. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the reason I started out telling this story about chemtrails and how the military had verified this to their people, because it's all part of a program of confusion. They're trying to confuse us about what it's all about. And the difference between contrails, everybody recognizes contrails, but as Rosalind points out, contrails used to dissipate. They do not dissipate now, and they just linger, and then they merge out into clouds. But are they spraying something? I've talked to the pilots, and they tell me, I've been up there, I've been there, I've flown these areas. I'm not seeing anybody spraying anything, and I think that's right. I think what you're dealing with is contrails, and they're trying to confuse you by calling them chemtrails. And then, of course, but the real problem is the dissemination, intentional dissemination of aluminum, which is toxic to human beings. And, of course, there really is a population control agenda out there. Rosalind, how can people get to your website and get to your information?
Well, I have two websites. I have one is CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. California is spelled out, and it's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And the other website, which is more of a database website, is the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org. And between the two websites, there's around 19,000 documents between the two of them. And if you want to know more about, for example, aluminum and the type of testing that is being done, you click on the word aluminum, it'll take you to my database, and then it will list all of the military programs that I know of where they're using aluminum or barium in these upper atmospheric releases using rockets. And one of the things in all my research is that I cannot verify from any university study, the military or anyone else, that the jets are spraying anything. There's no admission of any type of spraying, and they wouldn't put aluminum particulates in the jet engine itself or in the fuel because it would ruin the engine. So if they were doing anything, it would have to be as an additive after the combustion part process. But in the meantime, what you have to know is that we have to object to what they're doing via rockets and via other types of experiments using the space shuttle that drops off canisters at certain levels in the atmosphere. So we have to realize that rocket fuel is highly toxic, and there is aluminum in rocket fuel. And most people don't realize that every time a missile or a rocket or the space shuttle goes up, it does contain aluminum particulates. And we have the documentation to prove that, because rockets and missiles need a different type of combustion, a higher flash point where they've got to burn hot and to get higher into the atmosphere and into space and do different things. So when they have rocket fuel is highly, even more polluting than jet fuel, and that aluminum particulates are part of the combustion process in rocket fuel.
That is fascinating. Well, let's go to Ruby, who is calling from Live Oak here. Hi, Ruby. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I've been waiting for this show for a week. You've been talking about it for about a week, and I've just been really anxious to hear this, because this answers a lot of questions for me. Oh, many years ago, I used to watch the sky and say, what's that coming down that looks like a meteor? It has all this cloud. I mean, it did. It looked like a meteor. And I would call the TV stations and say, did we just have a meteor come down or something? And they say, no, nothing like that. And it was just weird, as if, what are those things? What is Vandenberg shooting off that's coming back down again? And this was years ago. And that's when we lived in Watsonville. And then back in 1989, my kids and me moved up to Redding, and the weirdest thing happened up there. We used to go outside and just watch the sky and say, what in the world is that crisscrossing across the sky? And if it's airplanes, that stuff doesn't stay in the sky that long, and it does turn into a spider web across the sky. And it's exactly what Rosalind is talking about. It would just go, and we'd say, are we in some sort of a airline path or something, living up here in the middle of
nowhere? Okay, well, let's get Rosalind's thoughts on that. Hey, thank you so very much for calling. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Ruby?
Only just wanted to ask a question.
Okay, what's the question?
This also happened several years ago. I called up the Lick Observatory, and these things were happening for a long time, and I called up and I said, you know, I'm looking at the sun, and it was kind of a cloudy day, and I said, I see a double rainbow, circular rainbow around the sun. And they said, oh, that's just ice crystals. And I said, how come I've never seen anything like this before? I don't know. See, I'm kind of a curious type. I like to have answers, and
okay.
I would love to hear her answer.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much. Well, you're seeing the particulate matter in the sky. That's what you're seeing. And, of course, then the particulate matters will attract ice. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Okay, that was Ruby. Basically, are we seeing more in the way of a plane? It's lots of people point to the crisscrossing of the sky. Are these just planes going different directions, or do you think they're doing this intentionally?
Well, military airplanes can fly in any direction, so you're going to see looping. I know that Shasta County, up where Redding is heavily hit all the time up there, especially from late summer all the way into late spring. And they get crisscrosses. Their skies are covered. The solar panel output is very low there at times, because they sometimes don't see sunlight for long periods of time. And so we know, and I know from talking to people in the area, that the jets are constantly flying over, keeping them in man-made clouds, keeping them in white haze all the time, just like they are here and in other areas of the United States, including Southern California, in other words, Connecticut. You take your pick on what state, and people that travel to other states, like I have, or live in other states, are constantly calling and saying, this is happening. But remember that the military has unlimited supply of money. Commercial airlines fly in time frames, and they fly very straight lines when you look at their flight maps. But when you see the military aircraft, they're flying in every direction. They'll do circles. They do crisscrosses and curves and different things in our skies. And in producing those man-made clouds and the haze and the particulates from the jet fuel, and also the military in dumping aluminum-coated fiberglass on us, this is all contributing to the health problems that we're all experiencing from time to time.
And, of course, I think that the significant thing is that the jet fuel has changed. Commercial jet fuel has changed, and it's much different than it used to be, and now it has more particulate matter in it. And this is the reason that it's forming. Initially, we weren't seeing the contrails forming clouds, and we are now. And, of course, what they're doing is they're playing on our imagination. They're saying, well, you see, you used to have contrails. Contrails dissipate. The chemtrails don't dissipate, and they spread out and become clouds. What they're really talking about is the contrails. And what they're doing is trying to confuse the public. And if you can do that, then you can't think effectively about it. And what Roslin has really done is come up with all their material, at least all that has been declassified. But so much of this is secret. And Glenn had called in and I was asking, you know, do these people realize what they're doing? They're harming health. I don't think that the average person who's doing the spraying does. They don't find it so difficult to believe that anybody could really want to harm human beings. And, oh, well, there's just experiments. But there really are people out there who do have a different worldview, in my estimation, because they worship a different God. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, Rosalind, certainly, do you think there's an increased awareness of what's going on and the message that you're trying to get out?
Yes, I do. I think more people are becoming aware of what is taking place. But what they have to do is they have to separate out fact from fiction. Because if you go to your elected officials and you use the word chemtrail, right away you're going to be ushered out of their offices about as fast as you came in the door. You will be going out. But you have to take the information about weather modification and the experimental programs that are going on with regard to weather modification. You have to talk about the fact that we're having less sunlight reaching the earth. You have to talk about the rockets and the experimental programs using aluminum oxide, trimethyl aluminum, barium, strontium, and these other chemicals. And if you're armed with the documents and if you're armed with the facts, then that is where we're going to make a difference with our elected officials. We have to make the case. Because otherwise, if you go in using the word chemtrail, either with your elected officials in Sacramento or your elected officials in Washington, D.C., they're not even going to talk to you because they say, oh, well, you're just espousing a hoax. You don't have any facts. We're not going to pay any attention to you. But we're making inroads because we're taking the message and the documents to back us up so that we have backup for what we're saying now. And we're taking and making the message much more clearly for other people to understand and to know what's really going on.
And, Chris, do they call this geoengineering? Is there a term? Is that really what's described as what they're doing as they're dumping the aluminum or the plastic-covered aluminum particles into the atmosphere?
It is a form of geoengineering. And, in other words, what we have to know is that when you have geoengineering, and this means that you're going to take and use our upper atmosphere as a physics laboratory, adding particles and chemicals to it for a variety of testing and experiments, some supposedly to, in other words, slow down global warming. One of the things that the U.S. House of Representatives held was three hearings, one on November 5th, 2009, and one in February and one in March in 2010. Their report was just issued by the U.S. House Science and Technology Committee on Geoengineering. And what they want to do is they want to put particles and chemicals up into the atmosphere, like sulfur, as just one example, where they would cover the entire Earth like in a blanket of sulfur, and then they would hope that this would reflect sunlight away from the Earth and cool us down.
But have they ever thought about the possible implications and the health implications? Have they looked into that aspect of it?
Very little, because, you see, they don't want us, the people, to know about the health implications. And, see, that would be like acid rain. If you put sulfur up, when sulfur comes down, you're going to have acid rain. It's going to negatively impact your crops, your trees, and human health. And so in California, for example, we took almost all the sulfur out of diesel fuel because of asthma in children and other health effects. And now we have scientists who say, well, we have to cool the Earth, so therefore we're going to put sulfur in the atmosphere to reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. But no one in those hearings was from the Agricultural Department to say, look, if you start reducing the amount of sunlight, agricultural crop production will drop due to lack of photosynthesis. If you put those chemicals in, your soils and your water are going to become polluted, and you won't be growing the crops that you used to do. They didn't have anyone at those hearings come in and say, well, sunlight, in other words, causes the weather systems to work correctly. It impacts the, we need it for the oceans, in the ocean environment. So sunlight acts on all living things. It's why we survive here. So now we have a group of scientists, or so-called scientists, who think science is the only thing, science is going to save us, or technology is going to save us. And so they're saying, well, we can cool the planet by putting up aluminum oxide into the atmosphere, or sulfur. And so that's what this geoengineering is about. But we're already geoengineering the planet, because the jets producing these man-made clouds are already warming the planet, because when they produce, when a jet combustion produces water vapor, it's a greenhouse gas. And scientific studies from Stanford and NASA are showing that the jets themselves, when they have this man-made cloud cover, are actually warming up the Earth.
And so basically what they're doing is producing a greenhouse gases there to the jet fuels, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Bud, who's calling from Flint, Michigan. It's late back there in Flint, but it's after midnight. But we're glad to have you with us, Bud. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I actually have two questions. I think the first one was partially answered with your guest's recent comments just now. The first one was, if these efforts are to promote, or, you know, the whole thing with global warming, are they trying to stem global warming, or are they trying to exacerbate it to make it more?
They're trying to stem it, but basically what they're doing is just the opposite from what they're saying. They're saying, oh, we're going to put up the greenhouses, and of course this is going to reflect the sunlight, whereas actually it traps the sunlight, so it's doing just the opposite. What's the second question?
Okay, your guest mentioned something about these experiments were partially for weather control. I was wondering if HAARP was involved in any of that.
Is HAARP involved in any way, do you know, Rosalind?
Yes, when the Navy releases aluminum oxide dust clouds, they're conducting HAARP experiments as well.
Okay, there you got your answer, Bud. God bless
you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Well, Rosalind, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up tonight's program. It's fascinating, as always, and I really think that you have helped me.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
And get these onto four tape sets because I think that this explains from my point of view what bothered me all along. And that is the fact that the pilots are not seeing this. And so there's got to be another explanation. And this puts all the dots together. But I really believe, of course, behind this whole thing, and that they're using the military to actually damage the health of the American people. And when you really understand, there is a population control agenda, and these people really do want to do damage, and we're being poisoned with aluminum, we're being poisoned with fluoride, we're being poisoned with mercury, and with aspartame, and with bisphenol, and with phthalates, and with atrazine, which is one of the chemicals, and with so many of the things that are in perfumes and chemicals, and suddenly all the things that we come in contact with on a daily basis, they know what they're doing. They know the effect of genetically modified food. They know that soy is not good for us. They know that excessive, even regular cow's milk can increase the incidence of breast carcinoma, can increase the incidence of prostatic cancer. We know all of these things. They're not imaginary. They're real. And our job is to get people to understand that here's one more means by which the human population of our country, of the world, is under attack. Because as Rosalind points out, it's not simply here in the United States that they're putting the aluminum into the atmosphere. Why would you put a deadly poison into the atmosphere? Aluminum is a deadly poison. It's definitely related, of course, to all sorts of mental damage and changes. And certainly aluminum can lead to dementia, to Alzheimer's disease. And they know these things. So why are they doing it? Well, I'm sure that a lot of the people in the military have been told why we're trying to protect the American people from those wicked communists. But, of course, nobody ever points out we've been financing the wicked communists for a long period of time, and we're doing it was American corporations with your tax money, money from the East Asian Development Bank, financed by the American taxpayers, that was used to drill the oil wells and the natural gas wells in Russia that made them the larger exporter of oil and of natural gas in the world. Why would we have done that if communism is the enemy? Well, the communists had collapsed. It was just that, everybody knows they collapsed. It's just by coincidence that the former head of the KGB, Mr. Putin, became the president of the country. Ladies and gentlemen, the same people are in control. We knew that. We knew that this fall of communism was staged. And, of course, we're doing everything we can to build up the economy of communist China. We're giving them all sorts of special considerations. When we want to export our goods into China, they put all sorts of barriers up. When they want to export their goods, the Chinese communists want to export their goods to the United States, we welcome them. They're the largest producer of the medicines in America today. You can't get so many medicines. They're all produced in China. Vitamin C, you can't get. It's all produced in China. People don't understand. We're building up this ruthless, tyrannical regime. And of course, then of course we have to have a massive military to protect us from the threat of these communist regimes that were created. We've created the best enemies money could buy. And the same is true, of course, as far as the world terrorist movement. If you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game, we have it. You need to get it and read it. It goes into how the CIA and MI6 created this whole radical terrorist movement. That's The Devil's Game. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get the book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, because these plans have been around for a long period of time. You need to get a certain Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, Apollyon Rising 2010. You need to get my talk on the specter haunting America, planned police state, planned population reduction. We're up against organized evils, ladies and gentlemen, and of course they're out to destroy our children. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So glad to have you join us today. Hopefully you can be here with us for the entire 3 hours. If not, we understand and we appreciate any time you can share with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, your host, and for the next 3 hours, we will be looking at the news that television seems to lose. That's right. And in the best of the Oh, We Are So Stupid news, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the mystery missile over California. Yesterday, toward the end of the program, Rod from Missouri called in and said, have you heard about the missile? And I thought, no, not really. Well, there's a mystery missile. Don't know where it came from, don't know where it was going and why, or who fired it off. We'll talk about that today. The Oh, We Are So Stupid, Can't Find Our Butt with Both Hands. You know the drill, ladies and gentlemen. More of that drill. Can it be that they are actually that ignorant, or is this another test? We'll talk about that, as well as George Bush has now come out with his book. And if you want to watch something extremely nauseating, watch him again talking about what a good guy he was and how much he did the right thing and how, well, I did the best I could. Why is it? I don't care if it's Matt Lauer on NBC or on the Today Show. I don't care who it is. Why can't they just say, this man was our president? Why can't somebody just address it and say, what were we thinking? How did we tolerate this? He has not gotten any smarter, and he's not talking any better. That represented the United States for 8 years? Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could, I mean, it's like a catharsis. You want to just hear someone say, he was our president? Anyway, he's talking about his book, how great it is. We'll talk about also why he is just full of more lies, deceit, and fraud. In other news, they're going to be messing with your pills. That's right. They're messing with your pills and microchipping them. Now, why would they want to do that? Control, control, control is what it's all about. We'll probably have some open lines today because I want to hear what you think later on about, oh, we are so stupid, we can't figure anything out. New report out also that concedes that Oh, we are so stupid. We did not check on the president's eligibility. Do you believe that? I mean, we're just, why are we paying gazillions of dollars for a government that is so stupid? We've got the Keystone Department of Defense running this country, essentially. And it just feels good to say, what are you guys thinking? Why are we giving you all this money? Why are you, excuse me, taking all this money from the people? And of course, the president is overseas now in South Korea, probably making a new China out of South Korea so we can take all the rest of the jobs that haven't been taken away from this country just right on over to South Korea.